At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is a special episode. We have a news blast here. Tommy DeVito, quarterback from Syracuse, has announced that he has selected Illinois to be the place that he is going to play football next season. That is going to be very exciting, but I tell you what, this is Mike Kegley, Illini guy, and I have on with me today Matt Stevens, who is our staff writer, who also covers the beat for the Illini football program. And we have Steve Sturm. You might recognize his name from doing all of the trench reports, which gives us an idea of what's going on in the lines each game. And he also does football recruiting spotlights. So, Matt, why don't you set up everything and give us kind of a timeline of what you've put together for this happening? And let's talk about this breaking news here on a late Friday night.
So I'm walking out of the the Notre Dame game? I think it was the Notre Dame game, basketball game at State Farm Center, and get a text from a source that says Tommy DeVito is going to be on campus. And I thought that was really big for Illinois, because of all of the guys that are in the transfer portal right now, and it is a large group of people, especially at the quarterback position, it's hard to put Tommy's experience up against anybody else's. And for a guy that started almost 2.5 years of quarterback at a Power Five conference school, Illinois was able to get on him very, very quickly, I'm told, basically because his private quarterback coach is a guy named Leon Clark out of New Jersey. He's also the private quarterback coach of Art Sitkowski. And so there's already a connection there between the two guys. Art was, one of the prestigious quarterbacks in the class after Tommy DeVito in New Jersey. Tommy was at, one of the most prestigious, high schools in the New Jersey area, coming out of high school as a 4-star recruit, decided to stay close to home to Syracuse because he bought into Dino Babers' offense and what he wanted to do. And it never worked out at Syracuse. For whatever reason, Tommy DeVito was considered the program savior at Syracuse, along with Dino Babers. And it never worked out. What I was told after making some phone calls in the parking lot of the State Farm Center after Illinois beat Notre Dame that night was that Dino Babers is calling coaches and giving him one of the best recommendations anybody could have of any coach that saw that quarterback just leave in the transfer portal. And the reason for that was what I've been told is that every coach that calls Dino, basically Dino is telling them, we failed Tommy. Tommy didn't fail us. It's part of the concern, if you're going to go to the other side of this, of how much mental and emotional damage has been done to Tommy in these 3.5 years at Syracuse. And what I mean by that is he started 26 games, guys, and he was sacked 81 times. And I'm sure he took a lot more punishment than those 81 sacks. This is a major concern because I'm not sure what the Illinois offensive line is going to look like in 2022. Here's what I do know. They have a guy who that's going to enroll in the spring semester in early January. He'll be here on campus early January, which means he'll be able to be here for the spring. which Art Sitkowski is not going to be physically able for. So they have a guy with starting experience at a Power Five conference school who's produced at that Power Five conference school, and they can get him up to speed on the offense before they ever hit fall camp. This is a major, major recruiting coup for Brett Bielema, Tony Peterson, and this offensive staff at Illinois, because I'm here to tell you that I think this kid, if he has stayed in the transfer portal for maybe past Christmas and towards, you know, New Year's Day, I think he probably would have gotten a lot more hits as schools start to lose out on some of their quarterback prospects in the portal. This is not the Spencer Rattler, you know, top tier, Adrian Martinez top tier of quarterbacks, I think, in the transfer portal, but it's the next step. And I think it's a step that I wasn't sure Illinois was going to be able to hit. And I think Tommy DeVito is a major upgrade at quarterback for the Illinois football program, and for Brett Bielema's second season at Illinois. I just think this is a big deal simply because of the timing, when he can get here, when he can get established. And I just, barring something catastrophic happening with Tommy DeVito in the spring, I don't see there any reason why he's not your starting quarterback in 2022. So for obvious reasons, this is a huge, huge coup for the Illini program.
Yeah. And to give folks a little bit of a perspective, you know, DeVito entered the 2021 season ranked seventh in completion percentage at 58.6%, eighth at passer rating at 128.1. Passing yards for game would be seventh at 144.9. Touchdown passes, he was seventh at 27. Completions, ninth at 305. And he was 10th in passing yards at 3,478. So we're getting a player here who's obviously got some, has put up some stats over the years, and would probably represent a pretty good upgrade for Illinois. But Steve, let's have you kind of talk about what you've seen on film. For those people who aren't familiar, this is a great opportunity. This is one of the benefits, along with getting the reporting of Matt Stevens. You get a lot of analysis from Steve Sturm, particularly when we talk about line play. We talk about recruits and what they offer to the Illini. So what does Tommy DeVito offer to the Illini, Steve?
Well, first of all, I agree with everything Matt said. From a program perspective, he's just about the perfect guy. You're not going to get an Adrian Martinez in here, meaning, you know, you're not going to get somebody who had all the, you know, all the stars next to their name coming out of high school. You're not going to get one of those guys who's looking for an opportunity to throw to All-Americans behind an All-American line. But with the connection with Art Sitkowski's, you know, their private quarterback coach, it's a perfect situation, really, for Illinois. And like Matt mentioned, also, he's a guy who can come right in and get his feet wet, run the offense in the spring, which we were not going to get from Art Sitkowski. And none of the younger quarterbacks appear to have the talent or the experience to be able to come in and start right away, much less run an offense in the spring. So from a program perspective, he's a dream. And Illinois fans who maybe were hoping for some of the bigger names out there, maybe want to recognize all that Tommy DeVito brings to the program. Tommy DeVito personally reminds me so much of those Minnesota quarterbacks who did so well under Tony Peterson back in the day. He's very mobile, but doesn't necessarily need to be the running threat. He had some design runs at Syracuse and was very effective with them, but that was more of a surprise aspect rather than running options and design running plays all the time, which is part of the reason he lost his starting job at Syracuse. And for those Illini fans are going to look back at his stats and maybe be turn their nose up a bit at his stats in the last 2 years, you have to consider that he was hurt quite a bit in 2020. And if you look back at his 2019 season, you're talking about a guy who you could maybe be looking at for All-American consideration by the time he's a senior, had he continued that trajectory. 19 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 61% completion percentage. And when he was a sophomore at Syracuse, is very impressive. And hopefully with a fresh start, he can replicate those numbers this fall for the Illini.
Perfect. So what kind of arm strength does he have based on what you've seen, you know, on the film?
Well, the thing is, he's got plenty of arm. The types of throws that he makes currently are not the types of throws that we've seen from the Illini last year. So puts a lot of air under every ball. Some quarterbacks can do that and still fit into the small windows down the field. I have questions about whether he'll be able to do that in the wind tunnel that is Memorial Stadium. I'm sure that the staff had him on campus last week, and I'm sure the first thing they did is run him out there and see if he could perform. And obviously he passed that test, otherwise he would not have committed to the Illini today. He has plenty of arm. It's just not the same kind of arm strength you've seen from Brandon Peters. Probably not even the same kind of arm strength that Art Sitkowski possesses. But like I said, it's not a concern. He has plenty of arm, and he's a very good athlete on top of it.
Okay, excellent. So, Matt, any comments, you know, based on what Steve had to say there, or anything that comes to mind that maybe we didn't hit?
So I've talked to a whole bunch of people, you know, that covered Syracuse over the last few years. I would echo everything that Steve said, except for the fact that they felt like he had a big arm. And they felt like, you know, I think Illinois wants to throw it vertically down the field. You saw those vertical routes with, you know, Deuce Spann and Isaiah Williams, you know, they wanted to throw that, quite honestly, you know, with Art's shoulder deal that they knew was a problem when he got on campus, they couldn't do it with him. They could do it with Brandon, but it was an accuracy issue and quite honestly, a wide receiver experience issue, similar to what Tommy experienced at Syracuse, because short of Taj Harris, there wasn't really a whole lot of high octane offensive weapons on the outside for him to be able to throw the ball to, but they felt like he was a big time arm and they felt like he was a big time talent coming out of high school. If you want to go all the way back to when Tommy was coming out of high school and he was coming, you know, out of one of the most prestigious programs in all of New Jersey, he was rated higher on 247 than Mac Jones, who's the starting quarterback in the New England Patriots. And he was rated higher than Jack Cohn, who was the starting quarterback of Wisconsin and now the starting quarterback of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Recruiting rankings are fickle in that way, but you're talking about a kid that was highly recruited and had a lot of offers that could have gone all the way all over the country. And he chose to stay home. Now, I don't know if that was the greatest decision for Tommy in the sense that I think that a lot of people thought this is the hometown savior coming back to help, you know, bring Syracuse Orange football back on the map. And like Steve said, in that 2019 season, he almost tried to do it himself. And by, you know, matching the 19 touchdowns that Donovan McNabb had in his sophomore season. So everybody kind of thought this was on a trajectory with Dino Babers' offensive acumen to big and great things. Then he gets hurt in 2020. And that really set, you know, and again, he has an injury history that I think Illinois fans need to be concerned about. But everything else, I think physically, you know, he stands above anybody that Illinois has had in quite a while at the quarterback position, to be quite honest with you. I've been a big advocate that when healthy and when confident, Brandon Peters can do things. You go back to what he did in 2019. I think if, you know, just kind of spitballing here, if Illinois can replicate what Brandon Peters gave them in 2019 with Tommy DeVito, I think they'd be thrilled with that production out of Tommy. And I think that this is a situation where Tony Peterson has told his boss, like, I am able to produce with 1 year graduate transfer quarterbacks. You go all the way back to what he did at Louisiana Tech. That was a situation where Tony Peters has a grad transfer quarterback come in and gets him to the NFL. And that's a situation where I think Tony was able to look at somebody and go, you know, we don't need a guy that's going to have multiple years and that we can produce in the program. We got Donovan Leary coming in this 2022 class as well as a true freshman. We need a guy that can come in and compete to be the starting quarterback in 2022 so that we're – and then there's almost a present now, a future, a middle future, and then a way future with Donovan Leary being the way future. The middle future is Art Sitkowski and – what he's going to look like come fall camp after the shoulder surgery. He's got multiple years left in this program to be quote unquote fixed of his interception problem that has kind of, you know, he's brought to Champaign through Rutgers and his confidence issue. And then you've got the immediate present, which is now Tommy DeVito. And I think that they've set themselves up from a quarterback perspective to have that kind of bridge now throughout what Brett Bielema wants this rebuild to be over the next couple of years. And I think it's a great fit. I really, really do. I I personally think Tommy was she signed with Syracuse because Dino Babers' offense was so popular at the time. I've talked to a whole bunch of people that covered Syracuse, and the minute that I told them, you know, we run a pro style offense here at Illinois. It's not exactly the most sexy thing in the world, what the kind of offense that Illinois and Brett Bielema want to run. And everybody has kind of told me that that might be the best thing for Tommy in the long run. And for him to be maybe under center, prove that he can run a pro style offense and have people in his 1 year at Illinois look at something different with him and see how much success he can have with that. There are a lot of different ways that this can work for Illinois. One of the most important of which being they now have somebody again who's started 20 plus games at a Power Five conference program and in a Power Five conference in big time games and can get him up to speed on the offense in plenty of time with the spring and the fall camp that they're going to have with him. So I think this is just the best thing that could have happened for Brett Bielema in the month of December. And I think he's going to be excited next week to announce him in this 2022 signing class.
Perfect. Perfect. So Steve, I see you nodding your head. Give us some commentary here.
Oh, well, you know, I think Matt's hitting all the high points here, but I would like to really emphasize as well that Art Sitkowski, I was not at all disappointed in his performance last year. When you consider his maturation from that horrendous freshman year that he had at Rutgers to becoming a serviceable quarterback in his last 2 years or his second 2 years at Rutgers, I thought he took a step forward last year. I mentioned several times in the Trench Report that if you watch him play, he was going to the first option every single time. And I think that's the next step for him. If he's physically capable, I think he's at least competition for Tommy DeVito next year. But like Matt said, Tommy DeVito is going to have the inside track to be the starting quarterback for the fall for the Illini. Hopefully Art Sitkowski can take another step forward and be ready to go in a couple of years. And if not, again, like Matt said, I think Tony Peterson has shown that he can go out, get another grad transfer like an Art Sitkowski, get him ready to play immediately and be ready to play in 2023. So the train just keeps on rolling. If we can go out and get those guys that we need to every fall, we will.
Apparently, we have to get them from the East Coast. There seems to be a rule, an unwritten rule. It's kind of like Coach Underwood likes left-handed shooters. So yep. I'm good with that. You know, and just looking at it, you know, if you just keep thinking of what that team could have accomplished with a little bit better play, even if you just want to say, you know, you spare Brandon Peters from getting hurt. And the other thing is, you know, you do feel bad because you don't understand that Sitkowski was hurt. And I'd be honest with you, I'm not certain how you even manage to win a starting quarterback job and hold on to it when the shoulder that's injured is your throwing shoulder.
Right.
And it was pretty clear as the season went on, once we understood the injury status, it became clear why he was making some of the throws and why he was unable to make other throws. I mean, medically, you know, it's, you know, if you see somebody limping around, it's easier to tell that, hey, they've just, you know, twisted an ankle or did something to their knee. The shoulder's a little bit more, you know, a little harder to evaluate. But it was clear that Sitkowski, you know, once we found out that he had, you know, an existing shoulder condition, that was kind of an aha moment for everything that happened. And, oh, okay, well, now I understand why he wasn't making this pass. I don't think it excuses locking on to the first option. But then again, if I didn't want to get hit because that shoulder hurt like heck every time I got hit, I might throw to my first option a little more often as well, just from a pain avoidance strategy.
Yeah, Mike, the clear summary here is that I don't have an opinion on Art Sitkowski anymore until I see him fully healthy. I just don't. And I don't know what his potential could be at Illinois and how high his potential could be at Illinois until I can see him fully healthy in fall camp now. I have no earthly idea because I'm not ruling out that there is a significant future at Illinois for Art Sitkowski in the next 2 years with when he's fully healthy and his shoulder is fully rehabbed. When you can put everything on in your playbook together for that kid who already has command of that quarterback room from a leadership standpoint, based on everything the coaches have said, there's a future there with him. And then there's a clear immediate future with Tommy DeVito, because everything I've been told at Syracuse is that you talk about being told. Let me set the table for everybody. Like, the fourth week of the season, Tommy DeVito is taking every snap or every first team rep in practice. And then on Friday, Dino Babers comes to him and says, we're going to go with Garrett Schrader at quarterback. And he was stunned. He was shocked. He was knocked on his butt, surprised at this move, because he just didn't see it coming. And then for that same coach, 8 weeks later, Tommy DeVito says, I'm out of here. I'm going to the transfer portal. I've only got one more year of this. I haven't played the fourth game. I can't risk just sitting my butt on the bench and watching this for the rest of the year and not being able to play anymore. And for that same head coach to basically be calling around and telling other coaches, you need to take this kid because we failed him as a staff. We failed him as a program. It's not on this. It's not entirely on this kid. And you're also talking about, Mike, somebody who, and I know that COVID has made this kind of a weird scenario. You're going to have a 24-year-old leading that huddle come fall camp in Tommy DeVito. And that's a huge deal for this offense, when I think the offensive line is going to be inexperienced. You're still going to have inexperienced parts on the outside to throw to, but you're also going to have some guys in the backfield to hand the football to, and Chase Brown and other running backs that have already proven themselves to be quality in that regard. But you're Tony Peterson and Brett Bielema have always talked about leadership and command of the huddle and almost kind of this military type leadership quality that they want in their quarterback. And they want him to be vocal, and they want him to be loud, and they want him to be have the command of the room. And they never got that out of Brandon Peters till the end of the year. Everything I've been told personality wise about this kid is that he is exactly what those guys want. And that's why they targeted him from the jump. And so you're going to have a 24-year-old that is going to get in the face of guys and be a commanding leader in this program in 2022, which is something that this program desperately needed. And everybody at Syracuse that tried to tell me, look, he's not this premier quarterback that everybody might think that he is when he comes to Illinois. All I had to do was show them that Illinois was 14th in the Big Ten in passing yards and passing efficiency in the Big Ten. And I said, look, it can't get any worse than this. Like, he has to be better than this. And I really believe that if you want to take it from a results-based scenario, if Tony Peterson can get the same thing out of Tommy DeVito that he got out of Jeff Driscoll in his 1 year at Louisiana Tech, they'll be thrilled. They will be thrilled. And based on everything that I've been told about how they're going to try to rebuild this offensive line through the portal and maybe through JUCO, you've got a chance with this kid under center, you know, getting you to a bowl game in 2022. I have been very adamant that the drop-off does not need to happen in 2022. And this coaching staff doesn't believe that either. So this is a big deal, because you found your leader behind center, I think, for the next season that I think can carry this program into the rebuild that Brett Bielema wants to see in year three and in year four and in year five.
Okay. Steve, any comments on that or anything, thoughts along those lines?
Just to add, Matt was talking about the experience factor and the maturity factor with Tommy DeVito. And you can see a trend here, because Art Sitkowski, I have not looked it up recently, he's at least 22. I think he might be 23 coming up here soon as well. Believe it or not, I do not have all the birth dates memorized for the Illini players.
That's next week. That's next week, Steve. We'll have a test.
Yeah, I'll work on it. It's obviously there's a trend there. They really like the mature players. And if I've always said that maturity is the distinguishing factor that separates a winning football program from a losing one. You see so many times that guy comes out of nowhere as a senior. He physically is mature. He realizes that it's now or never. And when you got a guy who's been around like a Tommy DeVito and an Art Sitkowski, that gives you just such an extra advantage over other teams that are trying to win with 18-year-olds.
Yeah, and I go back to looking even – let's take a look at the basketball team this year. They've went through some very big challenges. Where would they be without Alfonso Plummer or Trent Frazier or DeMonte Williams? They would be in a lot of trouble, and you can use all sorts of colorful adjectives to describe that. So the last question I have, and this is going to be kind of
a little bit of a tip, but do you think the Illini are done in the quarterback portal? Is there any chance they could look at Sikowski and say, okay, you know, if he's not ready, we don't want to put a kid into a situation where he's going to have to play one armed again. Is there a chance that they could find a quarterback who might be willing to come in more on a longer term basis, which I know is not the purpose of the transfer portal. I get that. But Matt, any thoughts in that subject?
This is why we call you the king of salesmen, Mike. that's the biggest tease I've ever seen for a story that I did submit to the Illini guy's desk, which is beyond Tommy and my quick paragraph or two scouting report on him. I did submit something about the quarterback position and the transfer portal for Illinois. And what I suggested was there are about three or four suggestions of kids that could come in and sit for a year and then compete with Art Sitkowski for the quarterback job. I think it's a difficult sell. I think it's a difficult sell for kids that want to come in and when they want to play, whatever level that is. I said this to somebody, I think it was last week, when they were suggesting that Illinois is probably going to maybe try to get two out of the portal. And I said, that works for me if the second guy is transferring up. And what I mean by that is either guy who is at a FCS school who wants to give it a go at an FBS school and a Power Five conference school like Illinois, or guy that has been sitting for 2 years at an FBS school or a Power Five school that wants to give it a go at Illinois on the hope that maybe in 2023 they can be the starting quarterback. You cannot bring somebody else in, I do not feel like, and try to compete with Tommy DeVito for this job, only because I know how the portal works. And I also think, and this adds to my last thing I want to say, which is I think the whole relationship between Tommy DeVito and Art Sitkowski is a big deal here. I think those two kids know each other and they've worked out together, and there isn't this problem that you're going to have in the quarterback room because Tommy DeVito is here now and Art Sitkowski is going, hey, wait a minute, I thought I was supposed to be the quarterback next year. Art's more worried now about trying to get healthy than he is about somebody trying to get a job next year. So there's no jealousy there. I don't feel like there's a personal thing where like Art Sitkowski is going to go back into the portal after next year when he's, you know, sitting behind Tommy DeVito if everything stays healthy. So that becomes an interesting scenario. The fact that you've got Art for multiple years, it would have to be somebody that is willing to sit for a year and truly believes that he can learn the system and be a better quarterback than Art Sitkowski. It's not impossible, but if Illinois is done, then I feel like that they've bridged the gap of what they want, you know, in year one, in year two, in the next year one, year two, and then in year three of this rebuild for Brett Bielema. So I still think this is a great scenario for everybody involved. You know, Tommy DeVito, Art Sitkowski, and Donovan Leary, who you're going to get here announced in the 2022 class here next week and during early signing periods. So this is the best of both worlds for Illinois because they have quarterbacks that they feel really, really good about, all of which now from the New Jersey area. And they're got another one in the 2023 class that's from the New Jersey area. Brett Bielema and Tony Peterson and Andy Boo are doing a great job in that area of the country. But I feel like they've really bridged the gap at the most important position in offense to what they want at that position. And Tommy DeVito signing on Friday night of December 10th just kind of solidified everything for me.
Well, you know, Brett Bielema goes out east and works with Bill Belichick, and now he's got a recruiting, pipeline back to Champaign for quarterbacks. Now I'm just hoping that, you know, down in SEC country, we can get some defensive tackles because I'd love to have a couple 6'3", 350 pounders who can move like fullbacks playing the defensive line for us. So
might be one next door, Mike, over in Evanston that might just come by over next door at defensive tackle and slide in and start next year.
Well, you know, people are going to have to stay tuned to IlliniGuys.com. and I will tell you that if you tomorrow, Saturday, we might have a story about some other quarterbacks and give you a little bit of a flavor for who they are. Be looking for that around, let's say, I'm just guesstimating here, maybe 11:30 a.m. But Steve, we're going to give you the uncharacteristic last word.
You know, Matt and I usually, we usually have some sort of arm wrestling event to see which one of us gets to do it last. And we're going to give that honor to you tonight. So what's the takeaways here? What are your key points as we walk away from this really good news, and for people to, you know, as they turn off their cell phone or they go on to the next podcast, what do you want them to remember here?
I'm going to take just a little bit of a sidestep from what we've talked about, because as you guys were talking about maturity, I was trying to figure out a way to talk about how amazing Brett Bielema's staff has been at bringing in walk-ons, because Ryan Johnson is another experienced quarterback that we can call upon next fall if we really need to, which, you know, could be a real factor, because I know that they don't really want to go with one of the young kids in the fall if, say, Art Sikowski can't go and Tommy DeVito gets hurt. So you still do have Ryan Johnson, who's a walk-on. I hope Illini fans out there can appreciate just how tremendously this staff has been able to recruit walk-ons who have scholarship offers to Division I schools in some cases. Milo Scott played last year a little bit as a true freshman. He had some offers. And then we just got Trevor Burnett, who's going to be, I think, at least a valuable rotational piece as an upperclassman. And we just got him as a walk-on. I don't know how they're doing it, but I sure hope the rest of the Big Ten doesn't figure it out. So there's my final word.
Perfect. So with that, folks, we are going to thank Matt Stevens, the Illini guys, staff writer and beat reporter who covers the football team here in Illinois, along with Steve Sturm, who you can see on the Trench Report and also on the football recruiting spotlights. Thank you, gentlemen. And I certainly appreciate your time here tonight. We got some good news and it's fun to share it with Illini fans.
Thanks, Mike.
So remember, folks, as we're getting towards Christmas time, we do have a fantastic special. If you go up to an annual subscription, you can get a collector's item, the first ever Illini Guys sweatshirt. So you can see that one probably in another 40, 50 years. It'll probably be in the Smithsonian, you know, the ones that people keep. They'll be there as a piece of history, you know, right there next to Captain Kirk's chair and Archie Bunker's chair, and then there'll be an Illini Guys sweatshirt hanging between them in the Smithsonian. So you have an opportunity to grab that. Please do it. If you want to extend your subscription another 12 months, you can do that no matter where you're at. In that, you can grab the shirt that way. Or if you are somebody who is monthly, you can upgrade it to a year and get that as well. And if you're a brand new subscriber, just subscribe for a year. You got to hurry up though, because that deal is ending very quickly. So what a great day to take advantage of that. We've got this news of a quarterback coming to Illinois, and hopefully that'll make a big difference next year. And of course, we also have the 7-day guarantee, so you get a chance to trial it. You don't have to worry about being locked in. So please take a look at that as well. There are real opportunities there to enjoy yourself. And we also have a family of podcasts. Be looking for Sturdy for 30. That's Brad Sturdy, the ultimate Illini insider. His podcast is out there, usually one or two, sometimes three episodes a week, depending on what's going on. You also have Ked's Recruiting Roundup, where Kedrick Prince gets on his cowboy hat and gets his lasso and ropes in some recruits. He gives you fantastic interviews with high school coaches, AAU coaches, and even the occasional player or two. It's well worth listening to. So please take a look at that podcast as well. And if you're in the state of Illinois, look for the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. It's a 2-hour weekly radio show that's on Fridays and Saturdays. You'll have to check your local area. If you go to theIlliniGuys.com and you hit the radio button, you can see the stations that carry our show and what time it's on. Please listen to us if you get the opportunity. Call the radio station and tell them, keep the Illini Guys. We love them. That's something that would really help us out as well. And certainly 5-star ratings on the podcast are great. If you also, after we are done airing it on all the stations,
That does come out on a podcast called the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular. You can subscribe to that as well and get that at noon on Saturdays after everybody's played it. That's another benefit. So whether you are halfway across this great big country of ours, whether you live in Champaign, Chicago, or even halfway across the world, the best way to keep up with Illini and make sure you're in the know with everything Illini related is IlliniGuys.com. Thank you very much, and we will hear you after the Arizona game.